What is astrology? Is it true that the sun and the moon and the planets and the stars can somehow reveal our potential character and destiny and even have an influence in those areas? Find out on this episode of Revealing the True Light.
There are so many religions in the world. How are they similar and how are they different? We need to know. The culturally correct view is to blend them all together as equally relevant and legitimate. But is that true? Prior to becoming a follower of Jesus, your host, Mike Shreve, was an avid seeker of truth, exploring many paths to spirituality. One of his passions now is to help bridge the gap so that others can discover the true light, which gives light to everyone entering the world. Now, here's Mike Shreve, revealing the true light.
Astrology is the idea that the movement and the positions, the relative positions of various celestial bodies like the moon and the sun and the stars somehow reveal potential character and circumstances, not only in our personal lives, but also in the world as a whole. And it's a very detailed study that is supposedly time-tested. Why do I not believe in astrology? I have seven main reasons. And the first and foremost reason I do not believe in astrology is the fact that it's based on a Ptolemaic view of the solar system, which is also called a geocentric view of the solar system. That's the idea that the Earth is the center of the solar system and the sun revolves around the Earth. That was the idea promoted by Ptolemy, a second century astronomer and geographer. And of course, about 1,000 years later, Copernicus introduced the idea along with other scientists and astronomers that no, the solar system is heliocentric. The sun is in the middle and the planets, including the Earth, revolve around the sun. That's a complete disconnect. You can't merge those two beliefs together. But astrology, because it's such an ancient belief, was based on the idea that as the sun moves around the Earth, it passes through 12 houses. And houses, well, that's a term for ages. And those ages are, and I'll start with the oldest one leading up to the one we're supposedly about to enter into. The ages are Capricorn, Sagittarius, Scorpio, Libra, Virgo, Leo, Cancer, Gemini, Taurus, Aries, Pisces, and Aquarius. And supposedly we're at the cusp of the age of Aquarius unfolding. However, How do astrologers deal with the fact that science has proven the basis of their belief system wrong? Well, in essence, while acknowledging the historical context of a Ptolemaic view of the solar system in astrology's origins, modern astrologers often shift the focus from a literal scientific view of the solar system to a symbolic, psychological, or spiritual interpretation. And they emphasize that there is some kind of enduring relevance to the archetypal patterns and relationships represented by the original idea concerning the makeup of the solar system. But they look at it more symbolically now, and still believe there's a relevance in comparing the two. But that's my first and foremost reason for throwing out the belief in astrology altogether. Second, astrology connects my personality at birth, before I face the circumstances of life I'm going to face. It connects my personality and my development, the development of my character, issues that happen in my life, and ultimate destiny in my life, It connects those to inanimate objects in the universe instead of the Creator. Instead of the Creator of all things having the dominant connection with those areas of my life, it's created things. Inanimate objects, planets, stars. Well, if that be true, then why don't trees and bushes and mountains that I live near have that kind of power as well? Why throw it out into the stellar world? Why not say that local inanimate objects can have that kind of power to reveal certain things in my life? And it doesn't really allow for divine intervention. See, it maps out your life in such a way that people that are really hung on astrology will consult astrological charts to see who to pick out as the right mate. Well, that closes God out of the picture altogether, because God would be the person, or the one, rather, to consult, not an astrologer, concerning who to marry or what career to go after, because God knows your potential more than anyone else. And on top of that, it does not allow for the transformation that takes place with true salvation. Because 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. That means you have a new character, a new potential for a new destiny. And that juncture in a person's life is altogether essential, that the old man is put off and the new man is put on. And that new man is this regenerated, born-again believer that you become when Jesus becomes the Savior of your life. But see, astrology doesn't allow for that. You're locked into your birth moment and how the stars were aligned and the planets were aligned, etc., when that took place. That's my second reason for discarding the idea of astrology. And of course, astrologers will tell you that they don't believe that these celestial objects actually determine your character, but rather reveal it. They don't determine your destiny, but they reveal it. However, they, and quite often an analogy is used that just like a clock indicates the time, but it doesn't cause time. So astrology indicates certain things about us without causing it. Now, some astrologers believe that, but there is a wide spectrum of beliefs in astrology, so much so that some people that adhere to this system of thought actually believe it dictates certain things in your life that are irreversible and unavoidable. So, not all astrologers would agree with that. Some are stronger on the side of free will. Some are stronger on the side of a deterministic kind of view of the influence of heavenly bodies. Number three, the third reason I do not believe in astrology is the fact that there are different systems of belief within this astrological belief system. There are differences, say, for instance, in the number of houses that supposedly the sun passes through. And of course, there's Egyptian astrology, Chinese astrology, Hindu astrology, and many New Age offshoots of all of those systems. Some believe in 8 houses, 10 houses, 14 houses, 24 houses that the sun passes through. So all the details differ from one system to the next, so that there's no set standard on exactly how it works. It's very subjective. It's very subjective. In fact, anyone who reads a chart is going to see it from that person's particular point of view, and it may differ completely from another believer in astrology that reads your chart. So again, it's subjective with respect to the individual and with respect to the system it is based on. Now, the most popular system is the one that believes that there's 12 houses. And we may go into that a little bit more later, but it supposedly takes about 2,200 years for the sun to pass through one of those houses until it moves into the next, and about 26,000 years for the complete circuit, and then starts over again. Number four, the fourth reason I do not believe in astrology is something scientists call the wobbling of the axis. It's also called the precession of the equinoxes. Now, that's very complicated. The precession of the equinoxes, what does that mean? Due to the precession, that's P-R-E-C-E-S-S-I-O-N, the precession of the Earth's axis, the constellations of the zodiac are slowly shifting over long periods. This means that the constellation visible behind the sun on a particular date is not exactly the same as it was centuries ago. And so the relative position of various heavenly or celestial bodies is changing. So how can you have a standard system that works? However, modern astrology largely maintains the traditional zodiac signs, even though they may not perfectly align the way they used to in actual constellations today. So that makes a difference. That makes a difference. And referring to the equinoxes, let me read out of my book, In Search of the True Light. I do reference astrology in this book because it's a very strong part of New Age spirituality, which I deal with in this book that I wrote about 23 years ago. In 2003, it was first released. But listen to this. Theoretically, a new era begins worldwide whenever the sun enters a new sign of the zodiac on the day of the vernal equinox, or one of the 2 days a year when the sun is directly above the equator. This solar event occurs approximately every 2,200 years, heralding the entrance of a new age. And after the completion of 12 astrological ages, if the 12 house theory is the one embraced, then the process is finished. And it takes about, as I said before, 26,000 years. Well, that's number four. Let's go to number five. This is a very strong reason I reject astrology, because God commanded in His Word not to participate in pagan practices, and astrology is a pagan practice. Let me give you Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19. It says, "Take heed lest you lift up your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, and all the host of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all peoples under the whole heaven as a heritage." You may say, well, I'm not worshiping the stars or the sun or the moon. I'm not serving them. But by virtue of consulting with an astrologer or doing the astrological chart yourself concerning the positions of these heavenly bodies, you are inclining your heart in a reverential way to the creation instead of the Creator, which is exactly what he said not to do, because Romans 1:25 in the complete Jewish Bible says it this way: they have exchanged the truth of God for falsehood by worshiping and serving created things rather than the Creator. Praise be He forever. Amen. So if you're going to base your future decisions on the stars, then you're consulting the stars in a way that people should instead base their future decisions on, by consulting the Creator. So it is worshipful, whether we recognize it or not. Even the Encyclopedia Britannica describes astrology as divination. And divination is the practice of attempting to foretell future events or to discover hidden knowledge by occult or supernatural means. And in Leviticus 19:26, God said, "You shall not practice divination or soothsaying." Very simple. It's right in there with witchcraft, soothsaying, or witchcraft. And so divination, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, includes astrology, and God definitely outlawed it. But it doesn't work concerning a child of God. I'm absolutely not interested in the position of the stars, because even a backslidden prophet named Balaam, who kept getting true communication from God in Numbers chapter 23, he said, "There is no sorcery against Jacob," and Jacob is a name for Israel. "There is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel." So, why even bother, right? Why even bother? Number six, the sixth reason I reject the idea of astrology being an important thing for us to be knowledgeable about in order to find out how our lives are going to go, or how our future is going to unfold, or what potential areas of character we can develop, or our career, etc., etc. Number six, the reason I do not believe in it is because it is very much related to the belief system that we call the New Age movement. And I no longer believe in New Age spirituality. New Age spirituality actually got its name from astrology, because back in the 70s, especially in the latter 60s, there was a lot of talk about us being on the edge of a new astrological age called the Age of Aquarius. In fact, I'm sure some of you may even remember the song, "The Age of Aquarius," that was very popular song back in the day. But what is that? What is the Age of Aquarius? It's supposedly a time on planet Earth when wars will cease, and many of your difficult situations in the human race, like the inequality between the poor and the rich, and sub-level understanding in people who have never been educated, et cetera, et cetera. All these challenges in humanity will be erased because as we move into this age of Aquarius, supposedly all humanity will be lifted up into Christ consciousness, which is a super intelligence. And most importantly, and not all New Agers believe this, but most New Agers believe that God consciousness means a conscious awareness that you are God, a conscious awareness that you are a manifestation of the divine. That's what the word namaste means, where people may be in a yoga class, bow to each other and say that word. It means I bow to the divine in you. It's a recognition that all human beings are divine in essence. It's based on pantheism, the idea that the universe is not a creation of God, but an emanation of God. The Godhead emanated itself in the form of the universe. So everything has a divine essence at its core. And see, that's all tied in with this idea of moving into this new age of Aquarius. Well, I believe in a new age. I believe in the kingdom age. I believe when Jesus comes back again, we'll enter into the messianic age, when wars will cease, when there'll be no more pain and sorrow in this world, when people will that inhabit the kingdom of God in this coming new age will have an unhindered relationship with God. They will be resurrected, glorified saints, ruling over this world that will be a perfect world in every way, which will be wonderful. Yes, I believe in it, but it doesn't have the same attributes and traits that the Age of Aquarius supposedly will have, because we will not realize, because of God consciousness, that we are God. That's the absolute antithesis of the truth. We never will be, we never have been, and we are not manifestations of God. Only Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. But we can have an unhindered relationship of oneness with God that is exactly what will happen in fullness in the kingdom age. Number seven, And this is a very strong point. The final reason that I do not accept the idea of astrology is the fact that it's a cyclical view of existence. It's a cyclical view of creation. That after you pass through these 12 houses, supposedly, then it happens all over again, and then all over again, and then all over again. There's no final perfection of a new creation, and there's no final resolution to all the problems of humanity. We go from one high state to plunging down into the depths of horrible conditions in this world again. And I do not believe in a cyclical view of the future, but a linear view of the future, that we are passing into the final phase of what God's going to do to bring us to a perfect new creation. Finally, two biblical references, and I'm going to close. Remember in Daniel chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, the king interviewed Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, which were the original Hebrew names of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers in his realm. And also in Isaiah 47, verses 13 and 14, is a rebuke to the children of Israel that were indulging in astrology. And they're on the verge of being conquered by Babylon. And Isaiah says, "You are wearied in the multitude of your counselors. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from what shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble, and the fire shall burn them, because the Babylonians burned Jerusalem." And so Isaiah was rebuking them for their astrological practices. So those are the reasons I do not believe in astrology.
Thank you for joining Mike Shreve today on Revealing the True Light. And thank you for opening your mind and your heart to the truth. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss new episodes. You can explore the beliefs of many world religions more deeply by ordering Mike Shreve's book titled In Search of the True Light. We also invite you to visit our website, thetruelight.net, and sign up to be part of our global internet family.